playing Jonah, and you are lucky enough to be listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Let's inherit the earth, because no one else is taking it. Come on, do your worst before the moment's past.
Hi, we're Loaded Dice.
You're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Come on! Walk down the street since December. It's cold, it's dark.
You're checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Just a small sampling of what we've got coming up on the show for you today. As well, we have a full recap of the royal wedding, the wedding of the century. That's complete bullshit. Personally, I could not care less about all of that. I am surprised about the complacency of the British taxpayer, who are basically footing the bill for all of this pomp and circumstance everywhere you looked on at least Canadian television. I'm sure it's been like the same wherever you are. For the last week or so, everything. Oh, the royal wedding this, the royal wedding that. Meanwhile, we've got an election coming up in Canada. Okay, anyways, off my soapbox for now. We've got so much punk rock coming your way. Three interviews, like you heard off the top. Welcome to The Grind, volume 103, right here on Punk Radio Cast. I am Chris, and along with those three interviews, we also have got two From the Mailbox features. We're looking at Pasty Clan, hardcore punk from Vienna, and audio rocketry folk punk from Edmonton, as well as some new stuff from the Swinging Gutters, as well as our friends from Nuremberg, Germany in Save the Embers, and another contest for you. Thanks to Melanie KPR, we've got a copy of the new album Gut Your Back from Compton's finest, Poor Habit. We'll also be tossing in some other goodies like the new disc 220 Beats Per Minute from Cricket, and I'm talking over the intro track off that album right now. So how can you win this contest? It's really freaking simple. Just send us an email to win@thegrindprc.ca. We'll be making that draw later today. Include that you're looking to win the Poor Habit Grind Pack. And yeah, we'll make the draw. And if you win, we will get back to you. And come on, I know you're on a computer right now. There's a pretty good chance you're close to your email account. And I know that you like free stuff. We here at The Grind, we like to give away free stuff. So let's make it happen. Drop a line to win@thegrindprc.ca, and you could be getting something in your mailbox. All right, to get you in the mood, here's a new one from Poor Habit, Matter of Opinion.
It's not what we're meant for. They gotta stop this shit. It's out of play, but for some better. To try on someone not as wise as you. A renegade in cheap cologne. Mishap streams and love old. He's gone the smell of whiskey on his hands. Destroyer confident. A last-ditch effort at happiness. Relax at the thought of this and what may happen next. The best to come. The worst road to run. Get up with a heavy head. Too much drink, a waste of sleep. Any less enough to bring it down to this. She got you on a weary night. Rewarded with a burst of smite. You got the guilt of the ones who ended up in last. She's not the girl, she ain't the one you spend all night dreaming of. But the matter is what you wanna test. The heat of the sun. The worst road to run. Take what you want, and I'll give what I've got. You turn it around, play all the games. Hash marks are caught where there should to be found. Nodding a man. I'm not begging for the beast to come on out.
We also heard Heavy Head from the Swinging Utters and their latest Here Under Protest, which came out earlier this week on Fat Records. A few Fat Wreck artists have recently been doing the solo artist thing. Russ Rankin from Only Crime and Good Riddance played some shows earlier this month in Quebec and Ontario with No Use for a Name's Tony Sly, and this next guy, Steve Rawls, currently in This Is a Standoff, and also known for a little band called Belvedere. Steve will be doing some more dates in Ontario and Quebec in May, and then returning to the prairies and the West Coast in early June before heading off to a full summer in Europe. Steve's got a brand new CD coming out. It's entitled Bonus Room, and it's available for pre-order now at steverawls.com. Here's a cut off that album. This is Semi-Pro.
Got up and looked round at where we were. I don't see my old friends anymore. But I swear they're around. I just gave up along the way. I don't blame them at all. I don't blame them at all. Look at where we are. 20 years are being small. Think I'm tired of floors? No way. But I'm tired. Expectations that are mine. I think I'll get in the van. I'm quickly driving away. A smile that shines from sea to sea. What's ahead is beyond me. A club, a hall, an empty basement show. Just we're moving up and moving on. Together with my friends to sing some songs. I'll fly if the cops don't shut it down, no. Today a fly, we sleep on their poor floors tonight. A hood for a pillow. Fast food another day, I may not ever have it made. But each day is a gift and I just see it that way. I miss that last sign because I space out most of the time. And I couldn't have read it anyway. It's a humble. Play these songs out anywhere with the tune in the air and a grin on my face. A smile that shines from sea to sea. What's ahead is beyond me. A club, a hall, an empty basement show. Just by moving up and moving on. Together with my friends to sing some songs. I'll find if the cops don't shut it down. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
We'll be right back. are held high into every combat, and never looking back with every counter attack. No one can take it away, the message we embrace. How I hope it's something more than a dead useless cliche. Plugging no sound check, we're amplified, singing from what's inside, from our hearts to our mind. No one could ever describe the emotion and infinite possibility that one has when instrument is in hand and under total control. My energy provokes a lightning fast tricky tempo. And others, the magnitude can never be measured. This in the air and larynx strain, voices to sing. Width is all that's needed.
That was Edmonton's six-piece folk punk machine, Audio Rocketry. I first stumbled upon the band Audio Rocketry when they were a two-piece back in 2007. They were one of the acts on the Lloydminster Folk Fest. And wow, we went really overboard production-wise on a video that we were looking to do. We were going to make a TV show out of it, and I think we had five different cameras going, including a side stage back little mini cam. So six cameras in total. Did a whole bunch of interviews as well. Yeah. And then other corporate work got in the way, and nothing really came of that. But definitely, Audio Rocketry, a band that just blew me away when I first saw them. And they've got a brand new album out right now. It's called Piloting a Vehicle of Audible Expression. And this is a song off that. This is Boots of Our Youth.
Caught in a whirling thunderstorm. Heels kicked to the floor. I'll feel it forevermore.
beside me, warm and warm. Your palms are bruised, purple and blue, cause you shook the tambourine so bloody hard. And then we lost each other in a moment of our youth now gone. The soles of our shoes will wither, but the memory will always live on. Caught in a whirling thunderstorm,
let's get to the floor.
Find them on the web at www.audiorocketry.com. And one more track here on The Grind, and then into the Frank Turner interview. We'll be hearing the title track from Frank's Poetry of the Deed album. But before that, this is Audio Rocketry with This Audio.
With emotion and honesty. This audio
Not too bad. I guess, first off, welcome back to Canada.
Thank you very much. very nice to be back again. I'm a fan.
Well, I know you definitely have a lot of fans here.
we should all hang out this evening in Elmo, I'm sure.
Sounds awesome. Now, how was your 1,000th show at Somerville?
It was great. It was a good time. I was a little bit spaced out just because I just got back from Australia.
Oh, and all the jet lag from that.
So, yeah, my jet lag was a little bit odd. But, you know, there was an awesome crowd in, and the show was run by a lot of very close and old friends of mine. So by time, it was kind of in the run-up to the show, I was just feeling a bit weird. But once I actually got myself up on stage, everything kind of came together, and it was a really fantastic way to mark the milestone, yeah?
Most definitely. Now, did you ever think, starting off on your solo career, that you would be playing shows in the numbering in the thousands?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I sort of thought about it right at the very beginning. I mean, I wasn't sort of thinking about the future very much still right at the start, to be honest with you. It was just sort of playing some shows with my guitar and having a good time. I am quite kind of like OCD about keeping a list of my shows, though. So after a little while, I started kind of sort of seeing the numbers go up and sort of. I guess I probably did wonder when it would be that I would get to 1,000. I'm not sure. I thought I would get here quite so quickly.
Yeah.
New World Army, who are one of my favorite bands, just did that 1,000 show after 20 years, and it took me 5.5. So I feel like I beat them.
Now, I must say, you are you're an amazing guy. Just at, besides musically, I mean, with playing this many shows, like you say, in such a short amount of time compared to some bands, and just how connected you are with your fans on the social media. How do you do it?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm never actually been a fan of the word fan. Hold on, that sentence went terribly wrong. Let me try it again. I don't like the word fan very much. You know, it just kind of implies a sort of division, really, to me, between people who make music and listen to it, which seems entirely bogus to me. And the thing that I liked about punk rock when I kind of first came across it was the iconoclasm, you know, and the idea that there wasn't actually a divide between the people who make music and the people who listen to music. So, I like using kind of like web 2.0 type stuff to kind of stay in touch with people and be accessible, but it's mainly because I don't at any point consider myself any different from the people who listen to my music. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's awesome, and I believe that's a large part of why you have such a strong following and group of friends who are showing interest in what you do.
Well, you know what, I try not to analyze too much. Things are going well right now, you know, I kind of don't want to pick apart the reasons why. I just kind of keep my head down and do what I do. But yes, it's great. There are lots of people kind of on the bus at the moment and you know, supporting what I do, and that's something I'm very grateful for.
Which is an awesome feeling to have, especially when you have a brand new release coming out this June.
The new record's coming out at the start of June, and I'm excited. I mean, I'm currently in that weird limbo that you always get, which is it's kind of a standard part of being a musician, that you finish a piece of work and then you have to wait for a month or two before it kind of gets released to the world properly, which is frustrating. I mean, you know, I understand the reasons why and everything, and I'm not sort of actually complaining about it, but it's just, you know, I kind of want to be walking down the street right now grabbing random strangers and plugging them into my iPod and forcing them to listen to the new album.
That must be frustrating.
I'm anxious for it to be released, let's put it that way.
From Brand New One, this is Peggy Sang the Blues.
Peggy came to me in my sleep in the middle of the night on a Friday night last week. She whispered, "Hush, child, now don't be scared. I got me a few words of wisdom that I came back to share." And she said, "It doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you go. No one gets remembered for the things they didn't do." I said, "Peggy, won't you stay here for a while? We can drink whiskey, we can play cards, and we can get wild. We'll play poker and we'll play for keeps. I only play angels lately and they never let me cheat. It doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you go. No one gets remembered in this listless life for the things they didn't do. Peggy sang the blues.
Now, there has been a couple songs that have leaked off off the album. Have you, obviously, you must have heard some response about these new songs.
Yeah, people generally seem to be into it. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I think it's very hard for me particularly to have any kind of objectivity about it at this point in time. I mean, partly because, you know, I worked on the album for a long time and I'm very close to it, and that makes it impossible for me to have any kind of objective opinions about it. But also, you know, there's a degree to which, like, when something new gets out, there's the responses have been very, very positive, which is very, very encouraging, and it makes me feel really good, and I'm glad that people like it. At the same time, I think that, you know, for me, the real kind of judgment comes a year or two down the line when the dust has settled and people can make a more kind of balanced analysis of how the music kind of sits kind of thing. I think there's a degree to which people get excited about new music coming out, which I totally understand and appreciate, but I'm not trying to sound too negative here, do you know what I mean? I think it's great that people are stoked about the new stuff coming out, because I am too, but I'm interested to know kind of where this record's going to sit in terms of my career artistically, and I think that I won't be able to know that for sure for some time.
Like you say, a year or so down the road, playing these songs, supporting the release of this album, that's, I guess, really the true test of the material.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, it's been good with this record. I've been making a conscious effort, actually, I mean, even since before we recorded it, to try and play the songs out live as much as possible. I mean, partly so that people can kind of hear them and I can sort of gauge how people feel about them, but also I think that if you road testing a song is a really great way of knocking it into shape, you know, and I think that playing the song live in front of a crowd of people kind of shines a spotlight on it, and if there's anything in it that needs tweaking, you're going to know very quickly kind of thing. So, yeah, I've been playing the songs out live, but yeah, people seem to be into them, and I mean, I'm actually kind of in favour of the whole kind of thing of, like, you know, people YouTubing kind of versions of new songs and stuff, and people kind of getting to know the new tunes before the record comes out. I think that's kind of cool.
It just builds up that sense of excitement around the whole release and the project itself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Back when you were writing for England Keep My Bones, did you approach anything differently than how you've worked on albums in the past, Poetry of the Deed, perhaps?
Yeah, I feel like this record was kind of like a middle ground thing for me. I mean, you know, all the records I've done, I kind of write the songs of mine. The thing that's been different in the last kind of couple of years has been the process of arrangement. On the previous record, Poetry of the Deed, it was the first record I did where I had like a stable set band lineup and where the band came into the studio with me. Mm-hmm. Looking back on it, I think that I wrote the songs, we arranged all of them as a band in quite a short period of time. And I think that, this is without wanting to sound overly critical of the record, I think that it ended up being, arrangement-wise, very much a kind of a full band record that's quite kind of, it's a bit more monochromatic than I was hoping it would be, in terms of the arrangement and the feel and the dynamic range. So one of the things I definitely wanted to do this time was try and spread that out a bit. But it's kind of weird because I've been playing with the band more and you know, I was pretty much constantly on tour with the band whilst writing this record, it's almost kind of, in a paradoxical way, made me more confident in not using them on every single song.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to turn around to people and say, you know what, we're not going to have drums in this song, or you're going to play mandolin on this song, or you're just going to go make a cup of tea, or whatever, you know, whatever it might be. And I think that I'm really happy with the record as a result. I think it's a much more kind of like varied body of work as a result.
Do you find that dynamic weird at any time, just being, just toss a word out there, sort of the band leader, I guess.
I'm the dictator within the band. You know, it's actually a cool situation in a way, because, you know, I want to do things on my own for the most part. That's why I'm doing this under my own name. Do you know what I mean? If I wanted to be in a band, I'd be in a band. So it's definitely something, it's supposed to be a kind of a solo project, but then it's kind of cool because the guys in the band, they're all very creative, talented musicians and all the rest of it. And if I do need to bounce ideas off people, then they're there for me to do that with. And certainly, you know, I will come up with a piano part for a song and it'll sound good, but when Matt, who can actually seriously play the piano, gets hold of it and works on it, it becomes infinitely better. So they're definitely, you know, they're an integral part of what I do, but it's a cool balance for me, really.
Oh, and I imagine it's just amazing to have that material played by good friends, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah, I mean, they're all better musicians than me, let's put it that way.
Not what I was going for, but I understand.
It's true, though, it really is. Like, I stand in the middle of the rehearsal room kind of strumming my chords and kind of going, damn, these guys could launch a palace coup at any minute and I'd be done for.
Let's inherit the earth. It's 'cause no one else is taking it. Come on, do your worst before the moment's past. In bedrooms across England and all the Western world, there's posters and there's magazines, the music isn't ours. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends in E minor. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars, and come on folks and try this at home. Let's stop waiting around for someone to patronize us. Let's hammer out a sound that speaks of where we've been. Forget about the haircuts, the stupid skinny jeans, the snappies and the irony, the media fed scenes. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends in E minor. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars, and come on folks and try this at home. Sitting round and waiting for the lights to go green, and not thinking that you're better 'cause you're still on Barney's date. If your roads are fucking different, then who cares what you have to say? Because there's no such thing as rock stars, there's just people who play music, and some of them are just like us and some of them are dicks. So quick, turn off your stereo, pick up that pen and paper. Yeah, you can do much better than some skinny half-assed English country singer. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends in E minor. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars, and come on folks and try this at home.
So you are known for playing a lot of festivals. Do you have a favorite location in the world? Quite a world traveler yourself as well.
Well, I mean, summer's kind of festival season. Festivals are fun. They're a great way of kind of like getting to know new people, and you know, it gives me a chance to actually run around and see some other bands, which is something I don't get to do very often the rest of the time, because I'm usually playing my own shows. I have to say, without wanting to sound overly nationalist about this, I think that there's something about the way we do festivals in the UK which is better than anywhere else in the world. You know, it's like we did Coachella Festival in California last year, and it was great to do, and it was good fun and everything, but it was very, very kind of clean and well-organized and kind of clear-cut. And in a way, that was nice from our point of view, in the sense that everything was well-organized, but something that I like about festivals is that kind of sense of impending chaos.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be scared that I'm going to get trench foot and have somebody in a giant bunny rabbit suit try and sell me drugs, do you know what I mean? That's my festival experience. So, and I think for me, Reading Festival is probably going to be the one I'd pick as my favorite thing, because it's the one I used to go to when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it always, there's a little kind of kid inside me who gets excited whenever we play there.
Oh, that attachment to just growing up there and all your experiences as a fan and now being back there as an artist.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Lots of big shows coming up, pretty much sold out for this North American stretch, right?
Yeah, I think everyone sold out now, which is exciting. It's encouraging, let's put it that way. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
And then on to Europe in the fall, and you're playing with Social Distortion for a number of dates as well.
Yeah, we did. We toured with them in the US, and I think we only did just Toronto, but we did the Canadian show as well. We toured with them in the fall last year, which was a great experience. They're a band I grew up listening to, and I'm a big fan, and it was a really, really, really fun tour to be on. And it was really nice. Yeah, they're doing a bunch of shows in the summer, kind of in between festivals, and they asked us, me and my band, to come back and join them again, and we very happily agreed, so that's going to be a fun run of shows.
Very cool. That should be, like you say, just an awesome awesome stretch of stuff. And you've played upwards of 27 different countries. Do you have any must-play locations that you have not been able to check off or add to your list yet?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I'm kind of generally a fan of just doing wherever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's a country I haven't been to, then I want to go there. At the same time, I think that probably the number one place I want to get to that I haven't been to yet is South America. I've never been to that continent full stop, and I've heard some great stuff about shows out there, so I'm really, really keen to try and get my shit together and go out there.
Most excellent. Well, is there anything else you want to get out there before we wrap it up today?
Say the new record's coming out. Oh, the other thing, I've got a massive, massive, massive headline full band North American tour in the fall this year, which we're going to be announcing pretty soon, and it includes loads of dates in Canada, not just Toronto. We're doing like Vancouver and Edmonton and Regina and Winnipeg and Montreal and Quebec. Really covering the ground and doing everywhere in the States as well. And I just can't wait to get those dates announced, because all day, every day, I just get emails from people going, come on, man, you got to come play here, you got to come play here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I am, I'll be there, I promise. So, you know, I can't wait to get those shows announced.
So if people are looking to find that, they can go over to your website,
frank-turner. Yeah, frank-turner.com. I mean, I think those dates should be announced within the next week or two.
Good stuff. And if people are definitely get your pre-orders in for your new album, England Keep My Bones, out on Epitaph. You can actually pick that up at Punk Radio Cast's website, the shop, radiocast.com.
Okay, cool.
Make sure you guys head over there and put your order in for that. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your tour.
Boom. My pleasure, man. Nice to speak to you.
I keep having dreams of pioneers and pirate ships and Bob Dylan, of people wrapped up tight in the things that will kill them, of being trapped in a lift plunging straight to the bottom, of open seas and ways of life we've forgotten. I keep having dreams. I went back to her house and I slept beside her. She woke up screaming in the middle of the night, terrified of her own insides. Dreams of pirate ships and Patty Hearst, breaking through a life overrehearsed. She can't remember which came first, the house, the home, or the terrible thirst. She keeps having dreams. And on the worst days, when it feels like life weighs 10,000 tons, she's got her cowboy boots and car keys on the bedstand, so she can always run. She can get up, shower, and in half an hour she'd be gone. I keep having dreams of things I need to do, of waking. Come back.
that was I Am Disappeared, another new one from England, Keep My Bones, the brand new album from Frank Turner that's coming out June 7th on Epitaph. And like I mentioned, you can pick that up over at shopradiocast.com and support Punk Radio Cast while you're at it. And for doing that, we'll save you some money on your order. If you place an order over $20, make sure to use the coupon code GRIND and you can save 10%. We also heard the Frank Turner song Try This at Home in the midst of our chat. And we're going to crank up the intensity with a new track from Nuremberg's Save the Embers. Track these guys down at savetheembers.com. Here's their newest. This is Associated Sidekicks.
Red or black, everybody who's suffering is satisfied. Fully reassured.
And we slipped into our next From the Mailbox feature following the Save the Ember song. That was St. Valentin, Austria's Pasty Clan, and a song called Not Expected, which came off of their 2004 demo EP. You can find them online at facebook.com/pastyclan. We've got two more tracks coming your way right now. Dirty guitar riffs, intense vocals, a grinding bass, and pummeling drums is all they need to bring their vision of aggressive music to life. And they do it well in this next one from their 2010 EP. This is Like a True Champ. Easily see these guys on a bill with Cancer Bats. So far, they've shared the stage with bands like FN Ran, La Found Guild, and their friends and our friends in Never Been Famous. Here's another one called Smiling Faces, followed by Cricket's Last Minute Subconsciousness.
Ready for all. So give a damn. this is Stacey Steele. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and I'm in Calgary, and I'm hanging out with a band that came all the way from Regina, Saskatchewan, to play a show here tonight. I am talking to Cricket. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hello, Stacey.
How was the drive? You guys got here about a half hour ago.
It was not bad. Pretty long, but whatever.
Where'd you drive from today?
Regina.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is your first stop on your Canadian tour? Western Canada tour.
Western Canada tour, yeah. First stop.
So tell us a little bit about what's been going on in the land of cricket. You guys have a recording done,
yeah.
A CD?
Yeah, the CD just finally came out. When was that, guys? What was the date on that? I don't even remember.
A week ago or so.
Yeah, April 14th, I think, as the actual release date. But yeah, we did it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We recorded it at our own studio.
Mm-hmm.
We mixed it. We mastered it. It was really good. I like it. I think it turned out really well.
New shirts, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
New pins, new merch.
Is it similar? Your new recording's a lot like Take Cover?
Not even close.
Nope.
Take Cover was like...
It's like good sound quality.
You gonna take that, Stacey?
It's not mine.
If you compare the two records, Take Cover and 220 Beats Per Minute is basically us learning. You know, me in general learning how to record a band. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the third CD that I've recorded and done everything with. And this time we were just like, no shortcuts. We're going to do everything right and take our time and get it finished.
It took quite a while. How long, eh?
Put a year and a half of our lives summed up into 37 minutes of music.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, and, you know, we do it all ourselves, you know, we are our own label, like, we don't have a label, we just play. We have an engineer, and I mixed it, his name's Ian Giles in Three-Legged Dog. It's in Emerald Park in White City. We just did everything slow, like, every recording we've ever done, we've just rushed, like, Take Cover was so rushed, and this time we just decided that, like, we're gonna spend 3 days on the drums, we're gonna spend 6 months on the guitar, which is way too long.
I haven't done that much, really.
Sean sang in the cruise. Yeah, this is Sean, everybody. Welcome, Sean. Sean's the newest member of Cricket.
New guitarist?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does the newest member of the band bring to you guys as a collective?
Stinky britches. Sean's really good at guitar. Sean plays on a whole other level. Yeah, he plays a lot better.
I'm a self-taught. Never really took any lessons. So.
Yeah, he picked it up pretty fast. He's practiced like morning, noon, and night for the last 2 months and learned our set so we could do this tour, so it was really good.
It was pretty rough at the start, but it's good now.
Yeah? Yeah. Enjoying it so far?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? This is your first show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm pretty excited.
Pretty excited. Pants meet shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
Hey, you stinky britches, so that kind of applies to you. Pants meet shit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome having my little brother join the band.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
We've been playing music together for a lot of years just for fun, and I know he's always wanted to do something like this as well, so it's awesome that we get to do it together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to change the name from Cricket to the Burrowses. Someday. It might happen. But
man, the album sounds so good.
Yeah, I'm really happy with
everything
it.
Everything about the album is good. The booklet, the, you know, the cases, the ink on the CDs, everything.
Yeah, we got just 50 made just for this tour, and then we're going to get them actually, like, made. Like, we're going to get them pressed. And
a whole bunch?
Yeah, these are just, they're kind of, I guess you could say, homemade, but they don't
look
homemade.
Good,
like, if you look
homemade
at it, the only thing you can tell that it's not homemade is there's no barcode on it, really. Mm-hmm. And we could have made one of those and just did all zeros.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some kind of copyright law against that. I don't know.
Probably.
Where are you guys touring across all over Western Canada?
One exciting show we got coming up is in Invermere. That's exciting for me. My sister lives in Fairmont.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes from there, so I get to see her. I never get to see her very much, so.
That'll be good.
Really excited for that. And then we play Vancouver. What's, I forget the name of the venue, though.
What is it, Club Envy?
Yeah.
Envy?
Envy.
I didn't like it. I don't know, some guy, Loaded Dice got that show, so they, I didn't book that one, actually.
Yeah, we should mention that, too. We're touring with
Loaded Dice. Dice. Hey,
awesome.
Loaded Dice. You guys should check them out. Loaded Dice.
From Hamilton?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. The best three-chord punk rock you'll ever hear. Played perfectly, but Daryl hits the drums too hard.
I was pretty stoked to hear that bagpipe, though.
Yeah, they had a bagpipe player, and apparently he ditched them right before the tour. He just never called them. He was supposed to leave, and he just never got in the... They showed up, and he wasn't there. And they're like, they didn't even hear from him. They're like, you better be dead.
Oh,
I just joked. I heard a recording of him with the bagpipes, so it was pretty rad.
Yeah.
He'd come out and play that whatever that song is with the bagpipes. The song that every bagpipe plays. Yeah, that one. I don't even know how it goes, but it's that song that you hear everywhere.
It's that song.
That song. What's it? Stripes or something? Or what's? Fuck, I don't remember. Can I say fuck?
Yeah, of course.
Anyways, yeah, the tour's gonna be good. This is the first stop. I'm pretty excited. It's round two for us, yeah, and then next
round
year.
Round one for me.
Yeah, next year we're planning a U.S. tour if we can. If we can make it happen. I don't know where or when, but we're going to try to do something together and get it going every year for at least 5 years, I think, okay? That's the plan.
You guys have the 5-year plan going right
now? Yeah, and then we might take a break. Maybe.
That want to check you guys out, what do you guys kind of sound like?
You answer that.
You see this play.
Pretty awesome. I don't want
to. What do we sound like? We're like, what are we
what
like?
Are you influenced by? What
like,
kind of?
We're like NOFX meets Propagandhi and has a baby with Lagwagon.
Does that make sense?
It's a boy.
I don't know. Like,
we all
have influences. I don't know. Like, NOFX, like all the newer bands, you know.
So punk sound, mm-hmm.
Pennywise,
by a lot of good punk bands.
Yeah. We listen to just everything, you know. Well, I don't just listen to punk either, though. Like, classical music is good. Like, I'll admit it. I listen to some emo. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with emo kids.
Some MJ, Michael Jackson.
I don't listen to Michael Jackson, but I danced like him when I was a kid.
I still dance like him.
Yeah, I'd say we're definitely a little more modern than a lot of the other punk bands around right now, because a lot of them play really old school style, but we're more in like that 90s type.
That mm-hmm. modern 90s.
More melodic.
Yeah, we've been called melodic quite a bit.
So
I don't,
where did we read that?
Mm-hmm. Some, I don't know. Everybody says that. I don't really get it. I don't hear it. I don't hear it, but.
I was in like melody.
You can't sing, though. So.
So what's it like, a band coming from Regina, Saskatchewan, to start tour Western Canada? And you guys have already done the East and the West. How do you find people respond to your music outside of Saskatchewan and Alberta, even?
Really good. Better. I find better, actually.
Yeah?
Shows in Saskatchewan kind of blow. Sorry, guys. It's just, you know, unless you're a headliner or you're a big-time band, it's hard to get good shows. It really is in Saskatchewan. That's why we stick really, you know, to the... Everywhere else, like, you know, Alberta, whatever, Ontario, everywhere. You know, we just try to not play in Regina because it's, you know, it's all right, but it just gets old after a while. It's just the same people and the same shows, and it's expensive, you know, to throw shows that too. It's a lot of work, and it's I have more fun just playing to new crowds. Honestly, I like it a lot. I think it's great. We get good reactions, and people, I don't know, people go crazy, so it's good. I like it. I have no complaints.
Don't have to work. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's like a holiday from a job. Yeah.
A holiday from a job to another job.
Yeah.
So where can people find you guys? Where can people check you out?
We have a MySpace and a Facebook.
And a website. We have crookedpunkrock.com and .ca.
Yeah.
It's just under construction. Our guy that's building our website's in school right now. He's writing exams, you know, university.
Yeah.
So once that's done, it should be up. He showed me like a mock-up of it, and it looked pretty good. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
And you can buy the CD on
it
the website.
It doesn't have a picture of me on there yet, though.
What's your favorite song to play off the new CD?
Mortlock.
What is your new CD called?
220 beats per minute.
Yes, that's right.
That was a click track we used, actually. We're very unoriginal. There's no awesome story behind it. We just figured it out. Justin figured it out. And he's like, sweet, that feels comfortable. Let's do it. So that's the name of the CD. It's really fast. I guess if you like fast, aggressive music, you might like us. So you should check it out. We have a website, cricketpunkrock.ca. There's myspace.com/cricketpunkrock. Facebook.com/... Everything is .com/cricketpunkrock.
Just search Cricket Punk Rock
in Google. And you'll find us probably on 10 or 12 different websites.
Awesome.
So there's a few random videos on YouTube, too, isn't there?
Yeah, O'Hanlon's. The 30-second fight song.
Aggressiveness.
Yeah, we played at O'Hanlon's, and we played the first song, and like a minute after the first song happened, like three fights broke out. And it was ridiculous. It was kind of funny. This is a punk rock show, not a UFC match. Like, it was just like, I don't know, the bouncer came up to me after, and he said, that never happens here. Good job, or something. He's like, I actually got to do some work tonight.
That's a strike for
him. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys this evening. Are there any final words from Cricket that you want to tell listeners on Punk Radio Cast?
Buy our CD.
Where can you can get the CD from you guys?
From us.
On a show.
On a show. Check out one of our shows, but just buy it. It's good. You'll like it. It'll be the best 37 minutes of your life.
Yeah, Cricket.
Warlock from Cricket, and we also heard their single in the midst of that chat with Stacey Steele. We debuted that song for you in an unmastered version a few weeks back. That was Live to Write. Touring alongside Cricket was a great band called Loaded Dice from Ontario. Stacey caught the tour in Calgary where she did the interviews, and a week or so later, I caught the tour in Edmonton at DV8 and shot a lot of the show that night. Right now, you can head over to www.thegrindprc.ca, and in our full sets play towards the bottom of the page, we've got the full set from Loaded Dice, as well as Edmonton's supporting act, Brash Tacks. They were a great band as well. We're keeping the video from Cricket set on lockdown for the time being, but you can look forward to seeing it as part of a video in the works for their song, Live to Write. If you're digging Cricket, you can always enter to win their new album, 220 Beats Per Minute, along with a new Poor Habit album, by sending us an email to win@thegrindprc.ca. Now, I'm only using tracks from the three-song CDR that Loaded Dice quickly burnt off before heading off on tour. And to get the full effect of these guys, you really should sit down and watch some of their set that we've uploaded. But let's get into the Loaded Dice interview segment with Stacey Steele, and the song that's going to take us there, Scotch, Beer, and Cigarettes. This is Loaded Dice on the Grind.
Scotch beer and cigarettes for me.
Stacey Steele. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Calgary, and I'm hanging out with a couple of the guys from Loaded Dice. How's it going tonight?
Awesome.
Who am I speaking with this evening?
I'm talking to Frank Vomit.
And what do you play in the band?
I play lead guitar, and I do backup vocal.
Awesome. And?
Matty Slick, lead vocal and rhythm guitar.
Nice. Where's Frank?
Hamilton, Ontario, the big steel tower.
The Hammer?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where you can see the air. Don't trust the air, any air you can't see.
Yeah.
And you guys have been together for about 2 years now?
Yeah.
Awesome. How did you guys form together?
He actually approached me first.
Yeah. Well, we had a conversation. I showed up at a... Like, we were hanging out out at this friend's house, and I showed up there wearing, like, one of my punk rock shirts, and he proceeded to tell me that he used to hang out with Frankie Venom from Teenage Ed.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
And he just named off, like, a couple of bands he used to be in the past and everything, and I had told him about a couple of bands I was in, and... I just wanted to see if he could put his money where his mouth was, and I asked him if he could do it, and, you know, a little while later, after doing some jamming in my bedroom, we came across a couple of his old friends that he used to play with before in the past. Our original bass player, Chris Tilbury.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call him Chaotic Chris. And
'cause he was a post.
Yeah. And Daryl, our drummer, right? Who's Daryl Ralph, who's the guy downstairs playing drums with us. Just from there, we just kept playing. And then when we, because of different interests, Chris had to leave, unfortunately. And then we got Ivan, and the rest is...
History.
Yeah.
History.
And we have a bagpiper, but he's actually ill right now.
Oh,
so
dear.
He wasn't able to tour with us, but... So
it's been going around, I tell ya.
Yeah, so we're kind of back to where we started. Like, so it's... Doesn't affect our performance any.
Right.
Yeah, I guess in some ways in a good way, because the four of us now, because in the last, say, 6 months, he's been such a big part of the stage show. Mm-hmm. You remove that element, and now the four of us are sort of left to make it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been actually in some ways good for us, because it's sort of forced us to sort of up our personal stage performances.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're about as far as performance goes. Like really, talent is about 10% of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is basically just performance, showmanship, style. Like, you know, we want people to come see a show and have fun. We don't want to sit there and play 40 minutes of art crap for people. Make people sit there and listen to us. Like, I mean, for 40 minutes and then just walk off the stage with nothing. I mean, we'd rather people leave with...
drunk.
Yeah. Or even just with just this feeling that they actually saw something happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
We want you to feel like you've been to a show.
Yeah, instead of, I mean, like I mean, it happens all the time. Lots of bands that we've played with. Cricket. Just joking, guys.
Yeah.
Cricket over there. But anyways, like, you know, seeing lots of bands that basically, you know, I'm playing with lots of bands that basically they just go up and...
They play at you.
Yeah, they're, like, I mean, and half the time, like, most of the stuff that they're playing, I mean, I admit they're good at their instruments, but that's about it.
That's really the way we write. It's sort of like, you know, when we write our songs, when we come up with a melody... We actually, you know, sort of sit there and focus on it and say, hey, listen, like, I mean, is this something that I would stand in a bar and listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that really is, that's sort of the pass or fail right there.
Right.
Yeah. If it's something that I don't think I could stand there and have a beer to, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't make the cut.
Yeah. And Maddie has extreme ADD, so if there's a song that, if it's going to keep his attention, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. We want you to say, well, what was the name of that song again? But be singing in your head. You
okay.
Know what I mean? We want it to be stuck in your head.
Awesome.
And sometimes even to the point where, you know, you hear it for the first time. We almost want you to think, geez, I've heard this before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we write catch, we write melodies.
Yeah. Anybody that sits there and tells us what we're doing, I mean, like, and tries to give us the whole thing, well, you know, what you're doing has been done before. We usually try to take that as more of a compliment than anything else, because that is actually what we're trying to do. We're trying to be, you know, the bands that we love.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of which, who are you influenced by?
Oh.
You guys recently played a show with the Real McKenzies?
Yeah,
right?
We love the Real McKenzies.
They've been a huge influence for me.
Yeah.
Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, Social Distortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I love...
You're going to hear all that, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Like, as far as the showmanship goes and stuff like that, I've always been a big admirer of bands like Kiss and, well, even the Misfits, I mean, that are, like, just really good at being creative with, you know, with whatever they have to work with. I mean, you know, Kiss started out, like, making amazing stage shows pretty much out of nothing.
Right.
Right, when they first started, and then once they got a budget to work with, then it got crazy. Same thing with the Misfits, you know, I mean, like, there's actually a really, really good band right now from, they're from the Brampton area right now called the Rock-Ons that are like that idea too, and I admire that, you know, and that's kind of where we're at. The only difference is rather than use props as the show, would rather use us, you know, to make the big show and the big performance and the showmanship. I mean, you know, like nothing. I think it's amusing to watch. You know, four middle-aged men jump around like idiots. You know,
jump around to a little bit of punk rock.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I if I was in the audience and I was watching us, I'd probably have a really good time watching it.
Yeah, we like it's in Ontario. I mean, this is, you know, coming out here. Obviously, this is our first tour out west.
I say that was one of my questions. Is this your first tour out west?
So, you know, it's this is a little bit of a, you know, a throw of the dice, right? No pun intended, right? The loaded
did
dice,
that on
you know, sevens and 11s all the way, baby.
Traps.
But really, I mean, you know, I mean, nothing gets my blood going more than when that pit starts.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so yeah, that's basically what. So to answer your question as to what influences us, it's that.
Yeah, that's the influence right there.
Awesome.
Yeah, get the pit going, you know, because that really is. I mean, that's what else are we doing? I mean, you know, I'm not gonna stand there and say, well, if you don't like our music, that's too bad.
A little bit about that.
Yeah, we have one full-length album that we recorded in like a couple of years, pretty much.
Yeah,
a year
right
and
at
half
the,
ago.
Right at the
That one is it's just a self-titled album, and that pretty much has a lot of the anthems that you're going to hear us play tonight. We just recorded three other songs on this set. Really? Come on, Graham, shut up. But anyways, we just recorded two songs plus a version of Scotland the Brave on bagpipes as well, that's available downstairs right now. It's just a quick little EP that we kind of put together for the tour.
Yeah. But it's sort of the segue into another full-length album.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the material for it.
Yeah. Did you guys record it yourselves?
Yeah, well, we got it recorded at Blue Heel. What's it called? Blue.
I don't know.
Blue Steel Studios, I think. Danny Z recorded us, anyways, from there. And Cadillac Bill from Cadillac Bill and the Creepin' Bent. He kind of helped produce it. It's an interesting recording. I don't think
it's a new direction too.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways, there's still like there's old load of dice in there, but there's still like there's a bit of a new direction here. Yeah. Obviously with bagpipes, and, you know, it's starting to flare more on the Celtic side of it. I have to say. Mm-hmm. No.
Did you have someone come in specially to do the bagpipes?
Yeah, our friend Dylan, the bagpiper. Yeah, our regular bagpiper, Dylan. Okay. He did that.
Is there someone? Is that the guy that did it on your recording for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And what else? Yeah, well, we have a couple other things. Like when me and Maddie first started jamming, that was when we did, like, just so we could get our MySpace up, we did another shitty EP. Or have a shitty demo.
There's some stuff floating around there.
And we have
which we hope is going to, like, disappear. You know?
We have a surface again. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, something tells me it'll come back to haunt us someday. But you know.
We also have a self-titled EP. As well, with that one, I think a lot of people call the Flaming Car EP because that's pretty much what's on the cover.
Yeah. Can they pick it up at a show or?
Yeah, we'll see at a show. Yeah. We usually give those ones for free.
Yeah, those ones. And actually, you know what's funny though? We laugh at it, but we actually got nominated for a Hamilton Music Award for Best Punk Album off that album. So if they like that one, they're gonna love this one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to this year's awards, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna take home a prize.
Yeah.
We're gonna
try and hang out. But maybe we might even just snuff our nomination.
Yeah, something like that.
Just to be jerks.
Yeah.
So how long are you guys on tour for now?
This is day 5 for us.
Day 5. Where did you start your tour? Home?
Thunder Bay.
Yeah, we're starting the Sioux, actually.
The Sioux Spring.
Yeah, and then, we did Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Regina. Now we're here.
And then how far are you going?
Now we're going. Our next show is now, I guess, will be, into probably BC, I guess, right after this. Right?
BC?
Yeah, somewhere in the
Do you have
Caribbean.
Put a few dates, or is that your last?
No, there's a few on there.
We got Kamloops. There's one place in the Kootenays, which I can't remember. Invermere?
That's in Invermere.
We have Invermere, then Kamloops, then we have...
Delta.
We have Delta, then we have Edmonton. And do we have something?
Maybe in Saskatoon.
Yes.
That's kind of floating right now, so... But,
yeah. Then we got Saskatoon's floating in the air, and we're trying to get another Sault Ste. Marie show for on the way back as well.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and then Barrie, and then we finish in Kitchener.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And Kitchener is always like a big city for us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's really where our really crazy crowd is.
Yeah, Ivan, our bass player, he's a big he's from Kitchener, and he's a big contributor to the scene in Kitchener.
Okay.
So he has a lot of really really good solid people that love us. So
awesome.
Yeah.
It's we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it.
That's great.
I mean, we're looking forward to the experience really right now.
Yeah. West Coast is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've got an Ontario following.
Yeah.
When we come out here, nobody knows who we are.
But that takes a few more times and you'll get.
Yeah, I know. So. I know.
So. Rome wasn't built in a day, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, learning too.
Yeah.
Right, learning exactly how, this has been what this has been all about for me. It was just trying to figure out, the game's changed. You know, before it used to be just as easy as putting up flyers and the kids used to keep their ears to the ground a lot more than what they do now. Whereas now basically everything's Facebook and if it ain't up on the
internet has killed the live show.
Yeah.
In some ways, right? So, but yeah.
No offense.
No.
I mean, I guess that's...
We're the good internet.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. No, I mean, it certainly helps, and that's the other side, and that's where I was going to sort of finish that statement. It certainly helps in terms of promotion.
Definitely.
You can get exposure now, that you were never able to get. You can get worldwide exposure now from your living room, which was usually, I know growing up, there was your local heroes. There was your local bands that packed the bars in local capacity. But to get known elsewhere, you had to do a lot of touring.
Yeah.
These days, you can get your name out before you start your touring, which has helped in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, it's not beauty here of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The problem is that the computer does make it comfortable to sit at home and listen to music as well. So it just depends, It's just
definitely.
You have to be selling something that people want to see. And that's, I think, that you have to have, it's not necessarily a gimmick, but you definitely have to have something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that just comes right back around the stage show. you're just going to come up there and play at somebody, they're going to sit home and listen to your CD. You got to give them a reason to come out and see you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're gonna try and do that for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where can people find you guys? MySpace, Facebook, obviously.
Yeah,
you have a website?
Not yet. That's still kind of in the works.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/loadeddice666 is the main, is one of the main ways where you can really actually hear our music.
Yeah.
You go on to Facebook, search Loaded Dice Canada. You'll see our Facebook fan page as we got to the home.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and we'll list all the dates that we're playing. And it's open to, you know, the front page is open to comments. Like, we don't block anything.
That's great.
You know, we just want to let it rip, man. If you want to say that we suck, say we suck. You want to say we're great, say we're great.
Yeah, awesome.
We welcome all comments.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you gentlemen this evening.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And have a great time tonight.
Thanks for
playing. Man, I don't know. You're stupid.
You know what?
I know.
I'm getting sick and tired of this place.
Loaded Dice, Drunk in Glory. Catch you next week. Word.
What do you got to say for that?
I'm going to my favorite pub.